Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Wow, wow, wow. I don't know what's going on here with this council. It's only been in for 5 minutes and already people are up in arms. Have a listen to this. This has come out in the Saturday Kent's Post. Bronwyn Farr wrote under the heading, "Council plan is parking up wrong tree. Aim to jump fees and fines by 30%. Cairns leaders say that council's move to increase parking fines by 30% is simply revenue raising and out of touch with the CBD. Cairns Council raked in more than $10 million in parking fees and fines last financial year and now plans to hike fines up by a further 30%. Parking fees had gone up by 10 cents to $2.20 per hour, meaning those who work in the CBD pay $17.60 for 8 hours of on-street parking. Fines went up from $66 to $71. Now, if the amendment to the infringement notices penalty local law is passed, fines will increase by $21.30 from $71 to a whopping $92.30. Commercial Real Estate Property Managing Director Danny Betros says it was outrageous. He said at a recent function, this is interesting, elderly guests were more concerned that they put enough money in the meter than they were with the meal and the company. He said it's absolutely nuts. And Patricia O'Neill at the Chamber, she's the boss there, said the Chamber does not support these increases. I've got Daniel on the line here somewhere. There he is, Danny Betros on the line, Managing Director, CBRE Cairns. G'day, Daniel.
Morning, John.
It's a big whack, isn't it? 30% up, and they've only been in 5 minutes.
Well, I paid $74 last week because I was 3 minutes late in getting to my car from having a sandwich in Grafton Street, and I nearly fell over, honestly. I just thought, I hadn't had a fine for a long time, but I thought, that is just outrageous. $74 is tragic, but trying to up it to $94? I mean, that's just stupidity. I mean, just because you're running a bit late on a meter in the CBD, I mean, we manage, you know, Cairns Central and DFO and Elville. Now, can you imagine if we said to everyone, right, hey, you've got a couple of hours free parking, but if you go over that, we're going to fine you, you know, nearly $100. Can you imagine how many people would then just be mass panicked to get out of the place before that meter ticked over? And honestly, I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know who thought of this. They'll blame, you know, there'll be some nameless person in a back room, probably in a dark office with no window, making these sort of decisions. You know, but it just defies logic. I think $74 is outrageous for a fine for parking. I mean, this is parking. This is Cairns. Mm. This isn't Sydney CBD or Brisbane or, you know, Cavill Avenue on the Gold Coast. It's just so stupid. And, you know, it causes stress for people who want to come into the city. You've got people doing laps trying to find centre car parks because there's no charge if you park in the centre.
Yeah.
But if you park on the curb and you're a couple of minutes late or whatever, you get whacked at the moment for $74 and in the future it could be $94.
Yeah, exactly.
Who thinks of this? You can't make this stuff up. It's absolute rubbish.
Well, it's a huge disincentive. It's a big negative. And this is at a time when the CBD has never been more under stress, Daniel.
You know, two or 3 years ago, the council had this harebrained idea about charging for parking on Saturday afternoons and Sundays. And the effect it had on properties and tenants that we managed in the city was drastic. Yeah. It stopped people coming in because why go to the CBD and park and get a fine if you can go to any of the shopping centres and, you know, park for free and stay as long as you want or, you know, for 3 hours or whatever. And we noticed businesses actually closed. There was a few that closed and there's others that said their turnover had just taken a dive. So with some lobbying, we've got to change till 2 p.m. on a Saturday and after that it's free and Sundays are free, of course. But this is just rubbish. So, like right now, $74, if you're over, is outrageous. Mm. That's a lot of money. But to up it for $90 and say, well, look, if you pay your ticket and do the right thing, you won't get fined. Well, you know, I try to keep to the speed limit, but every now and again you go over and you get fined. Yeah. I mean, it's just accidents do happen.
Yeah,
you might be running late. You might be, you know, you just lose track of time sometimes. And I just think it's really poor policy and does nothing to help the city. And we're trying to do things to encourage the city.
But precisely.
Tripping over ourselves and tripping over your bureaucracy and stupidity and, you know. And where's the great councillor, power to the people, Rob Pine, on this, you know? Doesn't care, hasn't said a thing, couldn't care less, you know, hates anyone with, you know, can't make businesses profitable, it's just against his thing. You know, just complete silence, you know. So I just think it's a dumb policy. Anyway.
Here's what the Chamber boss said. This is Patricia O'Neill. She said the Chamber does not support the increases. She said, quote, "The businesses feel that these increases... not just fines, but more importantly, the parking fees will be another nail in the coffin. So it's not just the fines, it's also the parking fees. Council are constantly being asked to implement measures to attract more activity in and around the CBD. An increase in the cost of simply driving into the CBD is definitely not a clever way to increase activity during a cost of living crisis. However, an easy way to revenue raise, instead of council wielding the big stick on fees and fines, alternatively, offer the carrot to the community to come and enjoy the city with free parking every weekend."
Yeah. Well, look, there's a lot of things they can do. And, you know, the other thing that the penny hasn't dropped yet, but our biggest car parks in the CBD are actually owned by private developers. So if you look at, and the best example at the moment is, well, there's 500 cars a day park next to the state government buildings down the end of Sheridan Street opposite the Cairns Convention Centre.
Yes.
Now, that site used to be owned by the council. But Bob Manning, in some genius move, thought he'd sell it, get some money in, and not care about the car parking. Now, that site at the moment is up for sale for development. So within the next few years, that site's going to go. So 500 cars down there, you've got to find somewhere else to go.
Well,
the other site in Lake and Grafton Street also used to be owned by council, and also Bob Manning decided to sell that off. That's owned by Gasana Boo. Now, his plans, you know, he was going to build apartments there, but he hasn't got any immediate plans, and he'd sell the site on if somebody wanted it. That site's going to go, and that covers about 230 cars a day. So these are sites that should be just put aside and owned by council for car park.
Exactly.
But no, they sold them off, and they're doing a bit of a deal there where, you know, council waives the rates, but, you know, they and the council runs the car park. So this is the stupidity of the future planning of the car parking in Cairns. All our car parks are owned by developers who are going to one day develop them. There'll be no car parks in either Lake and Grafton or in down the end of Sheridan.
Exactly.
So you've got all the government workers in the police and the government buildings there who park there every day.
Yes.
Right? They're going to go. Now, the other one is on the end of Grafton Street, the old playpen site, owned by the Coppin family.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to go for development one day. There's another couple of hundred car parks.
God.
So what has the council done to build any car parks? For years and years and years, they take contributions from developers for car parking, and they haven't put 1 cent back in. And the reason they don't do that is because they keep saying, oh, well, the current car park in Lake Street...
Yeah.
It's not running at 100% capacity.
Well,
it only runs at whatever the percentage is, not quite 100%, and we can't justify a new car park. So, you know, the wave, the tidal wave is coming down the track. There's been no strategic planning other than, oh, let's make some more car parks available in the middle here, there, or on the fringe of the city. But in the meantime, if you want to go into the city, whatever you do, don't run over your meter, because we're going to whack you $94 for the privilege of coming into our CBD, which we're trying to revitalise and trying to get going. And but, you know, talk about one step forward and three steps back.
Exactly.
And, you know, some genius thought of this policy. I don't know who. And it's just, you've got to scratch your head and wonder who is thinking of this. And, you know, I'm not hearing anything from any of the councillors. So... it's all good fun, John.
Oh, exactly. Appreciate your contribution, Daniel. Thank you. That's Danny Betros, Managing Director, CBRE, Kansas.